This is Spoken Gospel. We're dedicated to seeing Jesus in all of Scripture. In each episode, we see what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in. Abraham's wife, Sarah, has died. Isaac is the only son left through whom God will make a great nation of his people. So the question naturally arises, doesn't Isaac need a wife if he's going to have children? Well, that's the story we come to next. Abraham is getting old, so he sends his head servant back to his home country to find Isaac a wife. Isaac's wife must come from their home country and not the land of Canaan, so the promised family line can remain pure. Upon arrival, the servant prays that God would give him a sign as to who he should bring back to marry Isaac. The sign he asks for is this. He will ask a woman to let down her jar into the well so that he might have a drink. The one who is to be Isaac's wife will reply, "Yes, and let me get some water for your camels also." And before he even finishes his prayer, the sign is fulfilled by a woman named Rebecca. The servant pulls out wedding jewelry and asks to meet the girl's family. Upon meeting the family, the servant tells them everything that happened. They cannot deny that all of this had been orchestrated by God and allowed Rebecca to go with him to marry Isaac. Rebecca leaves with the servant, meets Isaac, and becomes his wife. God had provided a wife for Isaac from the people of Abraham and brought her to the land of promise. A similar story plays out in Jesus' life as well. It's recorded in John 4. Jesus comes to a well, and the well is not in the promised land, but in a land called Samaria. And Jews of Jesus' day don't typically go to Samaria. And instead of a beautiful, chaste woman, Jesus finds an adulterous woman at this well. So he makes the same request of her that the servant made of Rebecca, "Give me a drink." And the two end up having a theological conversation about geography. As the story in Genesis draws a distinction between Abraham's homeland and the land of Canaan, the woman draws a distinction between her land of Samaria and Jerusalem. She wanted to know if her people were wrong to worship God in Samaria instead of the promised land. And Jesus' answer reveals that geography is not the issue, but belief in him. Why did Jesus orchestrate this situation to mirror the story of the servant and Rebecca? It is to show us that just as God did everything to set up the marriage that would preserve his promise and provide his people in Rebecca, he has done everything to set up a final marriage between us and him that would accomplish his promise once and for all in Jesus. It is also to show us that both the geographically distant and the morally distant can still approach God through Jesus. This story shows us that God does not only bring beautiful, pure, included, and obedient people like Rebecca into his family, he also brings in the rude, defiled, outcasted, and disobedient people like the woman at the well. People like you and me. I pray that the Holy Spirit would show you the God who has organized everything to bring you into his family through Jesus Christ, no matter what you have done or where you are from. Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible, a Spoken Gospel podcast. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. For more information or to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.